We'll have open lines for you next hour for the last couple hours here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach and take your calls from criticalhealthnews.com. I've got more emails. Tom's got some texts and tweets. And we've got Doc Wallach when we come back. Okay, welcome back to Coast with Doc Wallach, of course, and your phone calls, criticalhealthnews.com. And thank you, by the way, Doc. I know you're very busy, but you come on once a month for only a couple hours in the wee hours of the morning, wherever you may be, and I really appreciate that.
Well, it's an absolute honor. And wherever I go, up in Canada, all over the United States, they say, oh, I heard you on George Norrie, so I know it's getting out there.
Oh, you've got people on hold right now from Peru, Canada. They're all over the place, and we'll get to everybody. I want to read this other email from Scotty from Lake Tahoe. He said, George, I've been trying to get this through to the doc, so let me read it for you in total, Doc, and then you can react to it and tell us what you think he can do. He said, back in 1995, Doc Wallach released an audio tape entitled Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Now, in that audio, he talks about male pattern baldness, and he said that tin was a deficiency there. Is that still the case? And then he says, on the topic of hair, he reported grain of the hair is a copper deficiency. Is that still the case? Now, what does the doctor recommend regarding the above? Right now, I'm on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate Hair, Skin and Nails, Selenium. I'm doing all that. I'm taking some copper supplements. I weigh 145 pounds. I've been taking all of this for 5 months now. Nothing's kicked in for me yet. What do I do?
Okay, there's only two reasons why that wonderful program that he's put together won't work. One is underdosing, and of course, we make ours for dosing for 100 pounds of body weight, and so if somebody weighs 150 pounds, I treat myself nutritionally for 200-pound person, mm-hmm. which is what I do twice a day.
Okay,
so underdosing can be problematic, but also I think even more commonly than underdosing is absorption. And this is where the gluten intolerance thing comes in. Gluten, probably 95% of all Americans are gluten intolerant. You get what's called a enteritis. You get a contact enteritis. Just like if you roll around in poison ivy, you're going to get contact dermatitis.
Right.
And so you are gluten intolerant, you're going to get a contact enteritis. And your intestines, instead of looking like a shag rug with all your little villi rotating around and waving around, moving food along, and providing 95% more absorptive surface, these villi go away and replace the scar tissue when you are chronically eating gluten. Okay, and this means oatmeal. There is no such thing as gluten-free oatmeal, although people say, oh, I'm eating gluten-free oatmeal. There is no such thing. The gluten in oatmeal is called gliadin, but even by another name, it's still gluten, just like a rose by any other name is still a rose. And so you got to stay away from gluten, and it sounds like an absorption problem. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And then double it what you're doing. Just take what you're taking once in the morning and then repeat it again in the evening. But get rid of the gluten.
Well, you got to do that. Okay, back to the phone calls. And Tom still has a text or a tweet for us. We'll get to him in a second as well. Perry is in Santa Barbara, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Perry.
Thank you so much for taking my
sure
call.
Thing.
And it's wonderful to talk to you, Doctor. You're my favorite guest on here.
Thank you. Very kind.
And I have two, one really, really quick, but I wanted to ask you really quickly, does the 90th Central Nutrients, is that available in capsules as well as just the Tangy Tangerine?
You could do it in capsules and tablets.
I do it in tablets, Doc.
Mm-hmm. It is doable.
Yeah, I would rather do that because it's just, you know.
We actually have what we call the
it's convenient.
Cardio on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you take two of those a day per 100 pounds of body weight. They're little envelopes, okay, and tablets. I think there's like 8 tablets and capsules in one of those little envelopes. And you take two of those per 100 pounds of body weight, one in the morning, one in the evening. And if you weigh 200, you take two in the morning, two in the evening kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I see. You know, my doctor about 3 years ago diagnosed me with arthritis in my spine. I'm totally missing my L5. It's completely gone, and pain shoots down usually my left leg and always, it involves my left foot, too, sometimes swells up. And it
goes
up
sciatica. It's a peripheral neuropathy caused by a pinching of the spinal nerves coming out from between your lumbar vertebrae. And if you're if you've had a complete collapse of your lumbar, your fifth lumbar vertebrae, how much have you shrunk in height since you were 20 years old?
Oh, hello?
Yes, how much have you shrunk in height?
You there, Perry?
Yes, I'm there. I'm back. Yeah. I've shrunk about 3/4 of an inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I usually expect you to shrink a little bit more because the vertebrae is going to be maybe 2 inches in width. And so you may have a collapse of that vertebrae, but it's probably not totally gone. But certainly it's not unusual to have sciatica on one side. You don't necessarily have to have sciatica or peripheral neuropathy on both sides. And so you could have a wedge-shaped vertebrae where one side is, say, an inch, or excuse me, the disc might be, say, a quarter of an inch, and on the other side it could be a half inch. And so that way you get the kind of a wedge-shaped disc. And so the side that has the thinner part of that disc, you're going to get the sciatica because the nerve is being pinched. And so what you need is the 90 essential nutrients, okay, one full dose per 100 pounds of body weight as directed, whether it's the pills or the
tablets,
powders and liquids.
Yeah.
But also you want to get the extra glucogel. And the extra glucogel is the raw materials for your body to maintain and repair the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, very important there. I would also throw in the immortalium, which is the stuff that actually drives your stem cells to do their job. And so I would take a couple of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month of the immortalium, and they're going to support the stem cell activity and make your – you can actually, through stem cell activity, your discs can regrow themselves.
Doc, with all the possibilities out there, is there anything such as a completely healthy human being, or does everybody have something wrong with them?
Well, there's places on Earth where people live to be, you know, the average where people live, for instance, might be 120, and they are much healthier than we are. In fact, the National Geographic, of course, they have what they call the Blue Zones. And there's 20 countries around, there's 20 cultures, not countries, but there's 20 cultures who actually have 40 times 100 olds we do. They have 100 per 250 of their population. We have, 100 per 10,000. And so we're not nearly as healthy as these top 20 longevity cultures. We rank 43rd on Earth when it comes to healthfulness and longevity. Okay, and that's because we don't get what we need anymore. And interestingly enough, these top 20 longevity cultures are all third-world cultures. They have no amenities, no health insurance, no doctors. That's probably why they live so long. No doctors, no emergency rooms, no emergency services, no hospitals, no clinics. But they still use wood for fuel, and they're putting their wood ashes in the garden. Wood ashes are really not ashes. They're minerals. Their plants in their garden suck up those minerals. They eat the plants, and they get minerals in that fashion. We get food that's been fertilized with commercial fertilizers, which only have three elements in it.
With insecticides all over the place and things like that.
Exactly. Interfere. All these fertilizers and insecticides and defoliants and everything they put on there can actually disrupt things going on in the plant and disrupt things going on in us. You're exactly right. But plants only need these three elements, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. We need 60. And so you can have a nice-smelling, firm tomato, looks good, tastes good, but only has three elements in it. Well, in these cultures that are using wood ashes, a.k.a. plant minerals, for fertilizer, when people eat those plants, they're getting more than 60 minerals. Our program has 78 minerals in it, 60 of which are universally agreed upon essential nutrients, and many of the other 18 are, but just they're not universally agreed upon yet. And so when you get these nutrients, your body is able to maintain and repair itself. You're able to function better. You're going to maximize your genetic potential for speed and strength and intelligence and fending off disease and longevity. It's an amazing thing when you give your body these raw materials. So that's where it comes down to. When you see families that just, they're a wreck. Everybody in their family is sick with something. And you've seen people, George, who have 18 diseases. They've got arthritis. And
oh, they've got everything wrong.
Yeah. And that's because they have 18 different nutritional deficiencies because they can't absorb stuff, even if we're in the food, because they have a gluten problem. They have this contact enteritis. Their villi are gone. It's all scar tissue. And then, make it worse, they live in a place that only has 12 minerals in the soil instead of 60.
Well, with Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com, let's go to Julia in Lima, Peru. way west of the Rockies. Hi, Julia. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, George? Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. Thank you for listening, too. Go ahead.
The first question, Doctor, thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for your education.
You're
to
very
people
welcome.
Listen to you. The first is, what is too dangerous to cover the food with plastic?
Cover the food with plastic. Why is that dangerous, Doc? Is it?
Well, some plastics actually release chemicals. They're not inert. In other words, they leak chemicals.
That were used to make it. Okay.
Yeah, and so these chemicals leak into the food, and depending on which chemical it is, it can certainly cause harm to the person. And so you have to be really careful about storing foods in the freezer, in plastic. It's much better to store them in paper, wax paper, or actually in glass.
What about aluminum foil? No?
Aluminum foil is okay. Aluminum, it's kind of interesting. Aluminum is one of those things, it's one of those false theories where it's got a bad name. It's actually an essential nutrient. It's a cofactor for the enzyme succinate, which is required for your mitochondria making energy and stuff like that. It really should be listed as an essential nutrient, just like calcium and copper and zinc. We need it. It's inert. In other words, from the standpoint of does not cause Alzheimer's disease. It's not poisonous, not toxic. It's not a heavy metal. Yet when you get a hair analysis, I can tell a hair analysis from a vegetarian or a vegan from 50 feet away because the aluminum level in their hair will be off the chart. It'll be 10 times higher than normal because they eat so many vegetables and grains. And aluminum is one of the more common metals found in the crust of the earth. That's why it's so cheap. That's why it's so economical, because it's omnipresent. Whereas gold, there's a deposit of gold over here, a deposit of silver over there, and a deposit of platinum over here. Whereas aluminum is universally found in the soil. And when that terrible theory came out that aluminum causes Alzheimer's disease, Revereware had to take their factory where they made aluminum pots and pans to India, and now they're getting all these great, cheap, long-lasting aluminum pots and pans, which do not cause Alzheimer's disease. It's one of those terrible, terrible false theories.
Let's go back to Julia now in Lima, Peru, for her second question. Go ahead, Julia.
Okay. My second question is all the hormones for children that grow up, they're affected from the plastic, and also they're affected for the food coming in cans.
All right, so you're talking about children, hormones, and again, what's happening when they grow up and they have been subjected to all these outside things, Doc?
Well, it can stunt their growth. It can stunt their intelligence. It has many, many effects depending on what chemicals we're talking about.
Can you eat food out of a can too, Doc? What do you think? Sure. Can you eat food safely out of a can?
Oh, sure. Cans are made out of steel. They used to be lined with tin. That's why they call them tin cans. Both tin and steel, and iron are certainly essential nutrients. And so in of itself is not bad. Sometimes it's the preservatives or other chemicals they put in the food in the can might be problematic. And so you have to read, the labels and that sort of stuff and see what's in there. But we actually have a line of stored foods. It's called Go Foods, 25-year shelf life. And they're gluten-free, non-GMO, they are non-MSG, and they are, let's see, I think that's it. And they're all organic. Yeah, they're all organic. And so this is what I use rather than canned foods and things like that. They're whole meals. You can get the flours, which are, again, gluten-free and non-GMOs, and you can make your own gluten-free, non-GMO pancakes and waffles. But I like the ones that are, are complete meals, and you can just chop up some fresh things like tomatoes and bell peppers and onions mm-hmm. and throw them in there. And we have 100 of these meals, and some are actually already their crackers and breads and stuff like that. And so that's where I go. And so we ship those out of the country. That's a big, big product line for us because people want them because they're non-GMO, they're organic, they are... non-MSG, And we're very, very, they're all organic. We're very proud of that line of products called Go Foods.
Tom has a text or a tweet, and he'll have one more for us in our next segment. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Doc, this is a text from Dana in Colorado. My sister has drop foot, and in parentheses, she writes neurological. Anything she can do, she has to wear a brace and recently broke her hip and neck. She's 50, 5'6", and 130.
Never heard of drop foot, Doc. What is that?
Yeah, well, drop foot can be one of these peripheral neuropathies, particularly if it's a neuralgic thing, where there's a nerve being pinched, one of the sciatic nerves in the lumbar area being pinched, and it causes the foot just to, the toe, you can lift your foot up and you can't really lift your toes up. It just wants to, your toes just want to drop down. And so you have to, and especially since she's had a fracture of the hip and a fracture of the neck, she sounds very fragile, okay? And unless she's been jumping off of 30-story buildings in a single bound and doesn't have a parachute, right? And so I'd have her take the 90 cents of nutrients. I'd have her, you know, let's say she's an average-sized woman, weighs 130, 140 pounds. I'd have her take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd get her an extra bottle of the Ostrivex Plus so she can take 2 ounces of that per day. Get 2 large bottles of the glucogel so she can take 15 of those capsules a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's going to give her the support she needs to support and promote maintenance and repair of all the musculoskeletal system, including cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, neck, lumbar area. And she can get the CM cream and the trauma oil, mix those together, put them on any place that she has a pain in a joint. But she has to do these things. I'd have her get off of gluten, make sure there's no bad foods, no fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. She may not be absorbing nutrients sufficiently because of a gluten problem, but she sounds very, very fragile because she has these fractures all over, plus a peripheral neuropathy, degenerative disc disease. So, yeah, she needs to get off of gluten. I mean, everybody in the household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, spouse, mother-in-law, kids, renters, everybody's got to be gluten-free.
We're throwing a lot of information at you. If you miss it, here's a number to call, 1-855-949-7234, or also go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. They do just a remarkable job. Thomas in La Jolla, California is with us. You got through, Tom. Go ahead.
Thank you, George, for taking my call, and thank you, Dr. Wallach, for everything that you do. I am on the Longevity program. My question is concerning gluten intolerance and alternative grains here on the West Coast and Hawaii. Long grain rice as opposed to short grain rice, and then there's buckwheat, and then quinoa is very popular. And I was wondering concerning those three grains, is there any gluten intolerance issues with long grain rice?
No gluten. Yeah, there's no gluten in any form of rice. There's no gluten in buckwheat, and there's no gluten in quinoa. And so those are safe, as is non-GMO and organic corn is safe. It has no gluten in that. Rice is very, very good. I mean, when you look at the Chinese and the Japanese and the other Asians, when they live in their typical cultural diet, which is rice and sweet potatoes, they don't have half the diseases we have. They come here and they eat all the wheat and the breads and the whole grain, this and that, and pasta and spaghetti. Well, within months and years, they have, again, this contact enteritis. They're malabsorbing. They wind up with all our Western diseases.
Oh, they come down with everything, Doc. We're going to come back, wrap things up, and take final calls next. Okay, welcome back. Our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call, the army of folks there waiting to help you, 855-949-RADIO. That's all you need, and you'll get right to them, and they man those phones all the time. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us here. Doc, I've got another email in for you, and we'll go back to the other calls, and Tom will have another text or tweet. I do not use toothpaste with fluoride, nor, fortunately, is it in our local city water, but is it safe to have a fluoride treatment when I have my teeth cleaned at the dentist? Oh, I would say no, but you're the doc.
Well, fluoride is an essential nutrient. It's required to preserve and maintain the strength of the enamel in your teeth and also your bones. It's one of those sort of cofactors, like it's kind of like the sand and the gravel when you make cement. You don't just have cement powder, it'll crumble. And so you need the sand and the gravel to make it...
Keep it cohesive.
It's going to last a while. Yeah. And that's the job of fluoride. And that's why, you know, some politician got in their mind, oh, if we put it in the drinking water, it'll be a wonderful thing for everybody. But then, of course, like everything else, it was one of those things that got overdone. There's a bell-shaped curve to everything. And so, I'd be real, reticent to have fluoride applied because there's always that possibility of overdoing it.
Yes.
We actually have a wonderful fluoride-free toothpaste from our Nature's Pearl division from the muscadine grapes. It has the wonderful OPCs, the great antioxidants found from the grape seeds, and it really has a great peppermint flavor from the peppermint oils. Just a wonderful, wonderful whitening toothpaste. Tastes wonderful, and no fluoride added.
I heard that if you go to sleep right before you do for a few minutes, put cucumbers on your eyes, on your eyelids. What does that do?
Well, cucumbers have a natural astringent in them, in the juice, and so when you put that on your eyes, it's going to help reduce some of the wrinkles when you wake up in the morning.
Huh.
With that little astringent effect.
Plus, you can eat the cucumbers later.
Well, of course. Don't waste them.
All right, let's go to the final calls here. We go to Jack in Jackson, Michigan, east of the Rockies. Hi, Jack. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Thank
How's
you.
Going?
Everything's well. Thanks.
Great. Quick question. I've been listening for a couple of years now on the show, so I've heard Doc on several times, and pretty much without fail, he's always telling everybody to avoid the bad things, which I could agree with, and I'm trying to learn more about those things and make some lifestyle changes, you know, gradual. I'm not shocked to my, not shock myself into not doing it, right? Well, one of the things you always mention is processed meats. So, to avoid. So, my question is, what exactly is a processed meat? I know you've talked about the deli cuts and the salamis and things like that, but what is it that actually makes it processed? Is it just, it's got to be more than just grinding it up and putting it in a tube, right?
I think they put nitrates in it, Doc, but
well,
go ahead.
They put nitrates and nitrites in it for preservatives. They also put wheat as a filler in the sort of sausage-type things like pastrami and pepperoni and salami and bologna and sausage and stuff. They use wheat as a filler. Okay, so you're getting that gluten in there. And it is the chemicals. And a lot of times people who manufacture these things realize that people are kind of getting alert to the damage that these nitrates and nitrites do to you. And so they say, no nitrates added now in some of these. So there's some brands of sausage and hot dogs and things. They say, no nitrates added. But the second ingredient after the meat is going to be celery flour. And, of course, without nitrate fertilizers, celery grows about 6 inches high. With nitrate fertilizers, it'll grow 2 feet high. And so by adding the nitrates to the soil, okay, it makes the celery yield like 400% increase in the same property, same amount of land. And then they'll dry the celery that has all these nitrates in it and grind it into a flour, and so you'll see celery flour added, but there's, and so it's kind of a way in through the back door. They're getting the nitrates in and the need for preservation, and of course it's the nitrates, regardless of how you get it, that makes it dangerous. There are no nitrate-free deli slices and sandwich meats and that sort of thing, and pastrami and pepperoni and jerky, that's all nonsense. There's no nitrate-free, and so if you want to, you can actually go to a butcher, get some pork belly, and have them slice you eighth-inch or quarter-inch slices. Cover them overnight with some coarse salt and some peppercorn, ground peppercorns. Put a paper towel on top of it, and then you can actually bake it in the morning. I wouldn't fry them, because then you still get your acrylamides and heterocyclic amines and trans fats. You can bake them in the oven and take them out before they get crispy. You want them out before they get crispy, and that way you're nitrate-free. Make it yourself.
Doc Wallach with us. Let's go to Jerry in Alberta, Canada. Hi, Jerry. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
And Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
A couple questions for Dr. Wallach. I'm starting a weight loss program now, and I just wanted to find out which supplements and how much to take. And also, I'm on about 4 different prescription drugs, and I just wanted to know what those prescription drugs do to the supplements.
Okay, what prescription drugs were you talking about? Were you talking about things like high blood pressure, diabetes? What are you talking about?
Losec I take, allopurinol, Coversil for high blood pressure, and Axiron for low testosterone.
Okay. Well, many of these blood pressure medications have a little bit of a diuretic effect. You want to get the fluid level down in your body, which then reduces volume in your blood vessels, which reduces blood pressure that way. And so they can actually cause a diuretic effect, and you're going to urinate out some of these nutrients that you might absorb prior to using them properly. So you're going to lose a percentage that way. Your goal is to get off these medications, and you can take your blood pressure 3 or 4 times a day, keep a logbook. And, of course, what do you weigh, sir?
260 pounds.
And how tall are you?
5'11".
Okay, well, 5'11", I'd like to see you weigh 180, and so you need to lose about 80 pounds. That's not difficult. You can lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And so what we'd have you do, of course, we have this wonderful keto caramel shake. We have a wonderful keto caramel bar, 251 calories, but it's primarily protein and fat, only like 1% carbs in there. And that's kind of to hold it together, a little bit of fiber, no gluten, gluten-free. Tastes wonderful, a lot of chocolate in there, and wonderful good fats. And so I would have 2 meals a day, either the bar, the caramel, the keto caramel bar, or 1 keto caramel bar and 1 of the shakes. The shake, I'd throw a couple of eggs in there, and then have your third meal, just a small salad plate with some sliced tomatoes and some greens, not celery. And then cucumbers are good. And I would throw in, you know, like a three or four ounces of baked chicken or medium rare beef, some poached fish, that sort of stuff, or a couple more poached eggs. And then you want to take the 90 cents of nutrients at 260. Optimally, you would start out with 3 healthy brain and heart packs a month. That's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight, and 260, you're closer to 300 pounds than you are 200 pounds. But if it's a financial burden, I would go ahead and just take 2 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, 1 full dose of breakfast, 1 full dose of dinner time. And then you want to get what we call REV, R-E-V. And it's a weight loss accelerator, and you have to appreciate that weight gain and obesity is due to a lack of nutrition. It's not lack of exercise and eating too much. Those are false theories. In the United States, actually became the number one obese nation in the world. We're number one in something. We're obese, number one obese nation in the world, because we followed that theory that eating too much and lack of exercise was the cause of obesity. It's not. It's a lack of nutrients and a certain class of nutrients. And so taking the 90 cents of nutrients, you're going to get all those nutrients. And just doing that and getting on a gluten-free diet and getting rid of the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten, you might even lose 25 pounds in a period of a month or two. But if you want to lose that 80 pounds, you need to throw in the REV, and I'd get 2 dropper bottles, okay? And you want to put 1 dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes for each meal, put a 2nd dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes for each meal, let it absorb through your old tissues, and you'll very quickly, within a couple of days, begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. We literally have thousands of people a month who use this. It works every time. The only time it won't work is when you're not using it. And so we have a long track record of this, and we have people that go from 440 pounds down to 165 in 7 months. We have just people who are like 5 foot tall, and they weigh 400 pounds. I mean, they are butterballs. And in just like 3 months, they'll lose maybe 80, 90 pounds in 3 months, pound a day. And it's an amazing thing that can happen when you eat right, supplement properly, and take that REV.
Okay, next up, let's take a few more. Well, here, Tom, you have a final text or tweet for us before we do those for open lines next hour.
We do. It's a final text from Darren in Virginia. Virginia and Doc, he says, I have Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It started with shingles in my ear canal. I'm 47 years old, 5'7", and about 150.
Okay, well, I have to admit I've never heard of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. And so if he has shingles down in his ears, this is a herpes zoster virus. It can be very painful. And so I would use the colloidal silver drops down in his ear. He could do it neat, just, I mean, straight right out of the bottle, 100% colloidal silver. He could do that 3-4 times a day. He can also use our, what we call CM Plus capsules. It's a natural kind of pain reliever and anti-inflammatory, and he could take 3 or 4 of those capsules twice a day. He could take some CM cream and put it down in his ears with a Q-tip, maybe a quarter of a teaspoon, 3 or 4 times a day in between the colloidal silver applications, and that's going to give him some discomfort relief. But if there's anything else that goes along with that syndrome, he's going to have to email us back and let me know, or we'll have to Google it or something, because I've never heard of Ramsey-Hunt syndrome.
Let's go now to Nathan in Ontario, Canada, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show. Nathan, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking
my
call.
You're welcome. Thank you for hanging in there.
I appreciate it. So I'm actually calling on behalf of my girlfriend. She's sitting right beside me, but she's too nervous to talk on the radio with you.
Okay.
But any...
Uh-oh.
Are you still there?
Doc, are you there? Well, we lost Doc. We'll get him back. But go ahead.
Oh, okay.
And we'll keep you on.
Okay, so should I tell you my...
Tell us the story. What's going on?
Okay, so my girlfriend started developing like a little bit of a skin pigmentation in and around her stomach and under her breasts and going up to underarms. It kind of looks like leopard spots, like it gets a little darker than a normal skin pigmentation. And then also when she eats certain foods, I think it's usually related to gluten, like usual. She gets a little bit of hives, bumpy hives, and she often complains of being itchy, like all over her body, like itchy all over her surface.
Like hives?
Yeah, like, well, she gets first, it's not necessarily the hives that make her itchy. The hives are itchy, but she often complains just about itchiness all over her body on her skin, regardless of the hives are. Like,
And the doc is back. Doc, you heard most of this.
Yeah, I heard most of it. It sounds like gluten. Many, many people get extremely itchy. And, of course, the hives, it could be called eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, and it looks like hives. You know, allergy-type hives, of usually pollen, that sort of thing, causes that kind of stuff. But certainly can be caused by gluten. And so the first thing they have to do is give up gluten. And they can use the CM cream. They can use it lavishly all over the body. It will definitely, within minutes, result in relief of the itchiness and the discomfort and pain. And so you need to have that around, because no matter how good one is about avoiding gluten, they're still going to accidentally get gluten. We call it getting glutened because it's an accident. You go to a restaurant and you are very firm with the waitress, and waiters say, look, I'm gluten intolerant, please. I want no rubs, nothing, no spices or anything on my hamburgers or my steaks. And they're good about that, but they don't clean the grill. They've been throwing wheat flour all over that grill on top of the hamburgers and things that have spices mixed in with it. And so you're going to get some gluten that way. I get people who go to these big pasta factories and things like that and say, I don't eat the spaghetti. I just eat the meatballs. Well, the meatballs are held together with breadcrumbs, wheat flour. And so you got to watch it. You can get accidentally gluten in that way. And so you need to carry some of this CM cream with you to stop the itching. But it will add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life if you're taking the 90 essential nutrients and avoiding gluten. Remember, 95% of all human beings are gluten intolerant. Nobody should be eating gluten.
Email in from Bill. Wants to know, the bottom of his feet itch. What does that mean?
Well, again, it could be a gluten thing. That's where I would start. Get gluten-free and use some of the... you can either use a few drops of trauma oil and a teaspoon of the CM cream. The trauma oil is great, great anti-itching and pain relief. Apply that to the bottoms of the feet in the morning before put a socks on for the day. And I like to do that. And, of course, you can put some of the either colloidal silver or some eucalyptus from our aromatherapy oil division in the shoes. I do that because I'm out in the street and I'm all over the place. You never know what dust you're going through, what bad things you're getting into. So I like to put those things in my shoes every day, you know, before I put my feet in my shoes.
Let's take a couple more calls here for you, Doc, before we're out of time. Truck driving in California, we've got Tim here. Go ahead, Tim. Thanks.
George, Doc, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Doctor, I just have a question. I'm interested in getting on one of your programs for the longevity program, but if my intestines are infected with gluten and it won't absorb the nutrients, how long does it take to get to clean out your system so that the body will absorb the nutrients if I get on your system?
Sure. Well, fortunately, let's say you've got 80% loss of absorptive surface. So you still have a little bit, maybe 10, 15, 20% absorption. And so even it's not a waste of money because you're getting maybe 10, 15, 20% of the supplements you're taking in, which is more than you were taking in if you weren't supplementing. So it's not a total loss. But somebody who's an adult like yourself, getting drop-dead gluten-free and avoiding accidentally getting glutened, it's going to take you 4 to 6 weeks to see a positive dramatic effect. A positive dramatic effect, 4 to 6 weeks. In kids, it'll be about 2 weeks, but in your age...
They bounce back fast, don't they?
Yeah, it comes back fast, and to have total repair, it might take 6 months.
Well, that's not long in the scheme of things, Doc, is it?
That's right. It adds 50 years to your life. It's a good investment of time.
It truly is. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach comes on here in his own time to talk about health-related issues. He's a veterinarian by trade, studied at the University of Missouri, what a great school out there, and also worked at the St. Louis Zoo for a little bit with the legendary, the late Marlon Perkins. What a great guy he was, huh?
Yep. Oh, well, wonderful gentleman. Of course, I'm also a naturopathic physician.
Yep. And you do it all. Doc, I want to thank you. I'll talk to you next month. You take care of yourself, all right?
Yeah, God bless you, George, and we'll see you in Canada, too.
That's right. We will be there in April. At the full information on that event, by the way, in our events at coasttocoastam.com. You just click my name at the top, and there you have it. We've had several live shows in Toronto. This is a health show that I'm a panel member, so and hosting a panel. So we're going to come back, 2 hours to go. Open lines, lots to talk about.